Good morning, 790K, JRB. Well, my name is Charlie Brown. I'm an old disc jockey that used to be here many years ago. 11, as a matter of fact, I think. I've been in Seattle for a number of years, I think. But it's good to be back, and it's good to experience Spokane sunshine. You know, I'm not saying it's any better in Seattle sunshine, but it's different, and it feels good. I think that's important, especially on a day like today with the Lilac Festival going on and all that stuff. We're going to have fun. Oh, hello, 790 KJRB. It's Charlie Brown on the air. I haven't been back here in so long. It's kind of fun. Mike Anderson is a fellow who's kind of behind the scenes and takes care of everything. He is a producer. Hi, Michael. How you doing?
Just fine.
All right, you're on the air here as well?
Occasionally, yeah.
Oh, you are. Yeah. Okay, lucky you. Golly, Spokane's changed a little bit. The last time I was here, Expo 74 was just getting started, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
You probably weren't even born.
No, I was around, I believe, yeah.
You were?
Yeah.
Okay, great. I'll tell you what, here's what I want to do. We'll do the spot set here. I want to give out the number. It's 441-3333. I'd like to talk to you. There must be some old listeners out there. At 441-3333. Give us a call. Let's see what's going on with you.
The KJRB Cash Song Contest.
How can I give you anything but $100, Bill?
Thank you very much. I can assure you.
765-1752. They care.
You know, I don't run this control board any better than I used to. It's amazing. Good morning, telephone. This is an old friend of mine, Eddie Clark. Hi, Ed.
Hi, Charlie.
How you doing, pal?
Hey, I'm good.
All right. Last time I saw you, you moved.
Better than you used to, Charlie.
What is that?
You sound better than you used to.
Yeah. Ages. Rounded off the edges a little bit.
That'll do it.
Last time I saw you, you were in Seattle, and you moved back to Spokane, and you started an agency over here.
Right, we did.
You still with the agency?
You bet.
What is it?
Clark White and Associates.
No kidding.
Yep.
All right.
Doing well.
Gee, the town's changed a little bit, hasn't it? Yeah. In some real neat ways, I might add.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Pretty nice.
It's good talking to you, Ed.
Hey, good talking to you,
Jim. Thanks for calling. 441-3333. If I'd like to talk to you. Must be some old listeners out there somewhere besides crazy old Eddie. Matter of fact, here's one here. Let's do it quick. Good morning.
Hi, this is Joe Ryan asking for Vanessa.
Hold on.
Is she busy?
Vanessa?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Is Vanessa here? Ma'am, I'm not quite sure if Vanessa is here.
Really?
Yeah.
That's why I was calling. I can't hear her.
Yeah. Well, you're not missing much. I'm sorry, but I'll try to get hold of her for you, okay? I'll leave her a message.
Weekend Vibrations.
Ooh, this is no good.
KJRB 790 Vibrations. Fun!
I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go.
KJRB, Spokane, good morning to you. You know, I never thought I'd ever say that again. What a great idea. I think next week Rick Shannon is going to be back here. Ickabod Kane is going to be back a little bit later on. Is that right, Michael?
Rick for sure, and probably again.
Oh, we have all these old disc jockeys stopping by. Wonder if Larry Lujack is going to make it. No, that's years ago. Nobody would ever remember that. Good morning, telephone.
Hello, telephone.
Hi, Jim. This is Jim Gallagher. How are you?
Just great, Charlie. Welcome back to Spokaloo.
Thank you. It's good to be back. This is fun stuff. This is great. What are you up to, Jimmy?
Just getting ready to go to a baseball game, and I thought I'd give you a call and wish you all the luck in the world.
Oh, well, thank you much. A whole bunch. You, let's see. Last time I saw you were selling furnaces or something. What are you selling now?
Giftware.
All right.
All right.
Well, you're still at the Selig Field.
That's right.
I like it. How come you're not down at the Lilac Festival?
Well, we're going to have to do it, I guess.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
After baseball?
Yeah. After baseball,
sure,
take it down.
Uh-huh. Okay, Jimmy. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Thanks a lot. Charlie Brown at KJRB. You know, it's funny, but I'm a little nervous, and I've been playing radio for 20 years now. Oh, the thought of 20 years of radio, and I'm still a little nervous. Let's open up another line here. We only have one line at this number. We're going to open up a line where we have four or five lines so that if people do want to call in, they won't get a busy signal. 448-1000. Is that right, Michael?
Exactly.
448-1000. I'd like to hear from you. One of the old... Excuse us, just a moment. Is this... No. The mother of pearl.
Charlie,
oh, I'll be... don't hug me like that. Oh,
yes, it's me, mother of...
What a sweet...
Who? Mother...
Who? What is...
Mother of pearl.
What have you been drinking this time? That's horrendous.
I know, Chuck. I love it. Listen, I just wanted to come back and say, Heidi, Heidi.
Heidi, Heidi.
And I wonder if you want to stop by and maybe, you know, go out in the camper.
Go out in the camper?
Yeah, you know, test out the springs. How about it, Chuck?
I don't think so, Mother of Pearl. I'm pretty busy here. We're doing a lot of stuff here. Maybe a little bit later on.
Well, okay. I'll take your rain check. I'm not proud.
I know that never has been your hallmark, Mother of Pearl.
Think it's time for a change.
Old friends, they just come out of the woodwork. I don't know.
You may get disgusted.
Baby, come back to me.
790 KJRB, Spokane. Good morning. It's Charlie Brown. Hello, you're on the air. Don't say anything bad.
Ah, no, nothing bad, Charlie. Not about you. Spokane's number one disc jockey.
Oh, yes.
Long time ago.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Who's this?
This is Al Williams.
Al Williams, Spokane Falls Community College.
That's right.
You know, the last year that I was here in Spokane, I was blessed with the job of teaching Spokane Falls Community College for 1 year. And were you one of the students out there?
I sure was.
You were the rowdy one, weren't you? The spitballs in the back?
What? No.
Did you ever get into radio? That's what we were teaching, you know.
Yeah, I wasn't one of those.
Oh.
Never.
Never?
Never.
What'd you get into?
Well, truck driving, believe it or not.
Truck driving?
Truck driving.
Really?
From radio and TV to truck driving.
Really? Ever smuggle anything across the border?
No, not me.
Okay. Well, if you do, give me a call in Seattle, okay? Well, I'd like to talk to you. Thanks for calling, Al. Hello. You're on the air.
Hi there.
Yeah.
I was wondering if you had any of the old Kenny W type jingles around there.
Old Kenny W.
Playing trivia.
You know something? I don't think we do. As a matter of fact, the program director, through the glasses going, shaking his head, no. No. But you know something? I wasn't here at Candy W. I missed it by about 6 months.
Oh, you did?
But well, look, thanks for calling. Good morning. You're on the air.
Hi, Charlie. Welcome back to Spokane.
Well, thank you. It's good to be back. It truly is.
Well, it's great to hear you on the radio.
Well, who are you?
Pardon?
I beg your pardon. Who are you?
I'm Sandy Curran.
Really? Did you used to live here a long time ago?
Well, I used to listen to you when I was growing up in Newport.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
And have you grown up?
Oh, yes.
Children?
Not yet.
Not yet.
We're working on it.
Well, it's not necessary. This is the 80s. You can mess around all you want. Thanks for calling. All right.
Remember back in the 60s, slick back hair, tight blue jeans, and all the hot cars had Mermont Cherry Bomb mufflers?
For your shopping Friday 9 to 9, Saturday 9 to 6 p.m.
KJRB, Charlie Brown, back in the saddle, feeling awful good. Good morning. You're on the air.
Is this Charlie Brown?
Yep, it is. Congratulations. Who's this?
This is an old friend of yours from old Charlie Brown's downtown.
Old Charlie Brown's? Jeez, I'd forgotten all about that. That was the 18 and over ID, please.
You betcha, and the Wazoo pizzas to go.
Yeah. Who is this?
This is Mike Harper.
Mike Harper, how are you?
Good.
My gosh, that was years ago. Remember old Charlie Brown's? Matter of fact, Michael Harper helped me put that thing together, and it was for 18 and ID, please. We had to police this, so... very delicately. But nevertheless, these sneaky 15 to 16-year-olds would manage to get through. It was disgusting, wasn't it, Michael?
Hey, it was terrible.
Yeah, it was bad.
Tough duty down there.
Charlie Brown's, yeah. What are you doing now?
Oh, still working here in town.
Yeah, doing what?
Construction work.
Are you?
Yeah.
Good for you. Well, thanks for calling, Michael.
Pardon me?
I said thanks for calling.
Okay.
All right, be good.
Again.
All righty. Good morning.
Yeah, could you play some Sammy Hagar?
You're on... What? I beg your pardon?
Wait a minute. That's the other station's request.
Is that the FM request line?
Sorry.
Oh, what are you doing listening to FM anyway? See?
AM stereo.
Charlie Brown back from Seattle for just this one day. Next weekend, it's going to be Rick Shannon. All the old morning guys coming back, and it's real fun. It's real fun to be the first guy here. Kind of in the vanguard, as it were. KJRB, Spokane. Good morning. Almost said my station in Seattle, which is KUBE 93 FM. Yeah, it's always funny to listen to a new jock on a radio station to see if he blows the call letters. Good morning. It's KJRB and Charlie.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Al Gilson calling Charlie, and you inspired me to get into radio.
Well, I'm sorry.
Hey, I'll never forgive you for it either.
Are you in radio now?
No, I retired a couple years ago.
Really? What are you doing now?
I work at the local cable TV company.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
All right. Hustling cable, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
You bet.
All right. Well, it's nice of you to call.
Yeah, well, I did about 10 years in radio, and then finally got decided to...
10 years, and they let you out, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. I wasn't so lucky. I'm in for life, I think.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Well, that happens to the best of us.
Then they'll send you to the home.
They probably will. Thanks for calling, Al.
Thanks, Charlie.
We do a thing at KUBE in Seattle. that is called Weirder and Skadich. Weirder and Skadich is a host of stories that are just strange, bizarre, unusual stories. I brought one over with me. If you'll bear with me, this is a story that we used just last week, as a matter of fact, about Deputy Sheriff Mark Gosch. Mark found a guy asleep behind the wheel of a van parked by the roadside. This is in Wisconsin. This guy's asleep behind the wheel. He walks up to the van and he shakes it, right? Well, the guy behind the wheel wakes up with a start, looks out the window, sees this officer out there, grabs for the steering wheel for all dear life. He was looking straight ahead, says the officer. He was trying to focus on the road, and he was obviously just pie-eyed. He was smashed. He was three sheets to the wind. He was gone out of your history. Blurry-eyed, and he's holding onto the wheel, and the guy is rocking the van, right? Keeping one hand on the wheel, the man reached over, rolled down the window, right? Staring incredulously at the deputy, and then looked back at the road. And the deputy asked him, said, "How fast are you going, pal?" And he said, "I'm going 55, officer." He's on the side of the road. The officer then ordered him to pull over. The guy grabbed the steering wheel, started turning the thing over to the side of the set. He told him to sleep it off. Didn't even give him a ticket. From our Weirder and Skadich file, Officer Gosch, you're a heck of a good guy. We've got 19 minutes front of 11 o'clock. Charlie Brown at KJRB. Good morning.
KJRB's Project Probe.
Just the refreshing taste you get with a twist.
Perrier, the Earth's first soft drink. Perrier.
Charlie Brown.
Gee, I don't even remember that one. I'd like to talk to you. Did you run a Bloomsday this year? You know, Bloomsday happened after I left back in 1974. I'd like to hear from you at 448-1000. Give us a call. KJRB, good morning. Charlie Brown, back in Spokane after 11 years. You know, I left in May of 1974. Here's what I want to play. It's the what has happened in Spokane since May of 1974 that I don't have the faintest idea has gone on. You know, I might have been back here a total of half a dozen times in the last 11 years. I feel bad about it. Last time I was here, it was Expo 74. What has gone on in Spokane in the past 11 years? You can tell me. I'd like to hear it. 448-1000. Give me a call. Has there been anything that's happened in Spokane in the past?
Fun things.
Fun things. Okay. Oh, I don't care. Fun things, bad things. I'd like to hear it all. What do we do here? Which one are we punching up?
I don't know.
Well, this one here? Why not? Wilson Picker, he do get down now. Be bad, Wilson. Come on. I love going to the telephones and not even knowing who it is. Hello?
Hello.
You're on the air.
Thanks.
Yeah. Who is this?
This is Sue Compton, and I'm calling from Heron, Montana.
From where?
Heron, Montana.
Gee. What's going on over there?
It is cold.
I'll bet it is. It's cold here. You know that?
Yeah, it's snowing up here today.
Well, it was kind of snowing here, if you can believe that, on the Junior Lilac Parade.
I know.
How disgusting.
I know.
Yeah. You can't hear us in Montana, can you?
Oh, I sure can. I have the radio on right now.
I think it's illegal to transport AM across state lines, isn't it?
Oh, no.
Oh, gee, I didn't know. All the way across the Idaho Panhandle into Montana.
That's right.
Golly.
I know.
Well, it's nice talking with you.
Yeah.
What's going on?
What?
I said, what's going on?
Oh, nothing much. I'd just like to tell you that I'm glad you're back in Spokane.
I used to listen
to you when I was 6 years old.
Oh, don't start on me now.
I
come on.
I know.
Hey.
It really got me listening to you.
Really?
Right.
And probably you loved it, didn't you, when you were six?
I love KJRB.
Well, that was about the average demographic we were aiming for on the morning show. We were big in 6- and 7-year-olds.
Right.
Yeah, it was terrific.
Yeah.
Well, it's fun being back here. As a matter of fact, KJRB is going to have back all the old morning guys. Old as in the guys that used to be here. Randy Evans is going to be here. Do you remember Randy? He took my place when I left. And let's see. It'd be fun to get Emperor Smith back. Of course, he was known as Emperor Smith in Seattle. Here in Spokane, he was known as Lee Smith.
Uh-huh.
And, where are we? Spokane.
Yeah.
Here in Spokane, he was known as Lee Smith. It'd be nice to get him back, too. Who else is coming back here? Rick Shannon will be here next week.
All right.
Isn't this kind of fun?
Yeah, this is great.
I like it, too.
I love it.
Well, it's nice of you to call up.
Oh, great. great.
From Montana.
Can I make a request?
You may.
I would love to hear Little Old Lady from Pasadena.
You would?
Yes.
Mr. Brown will work on it.
All right.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, I have a little story for you. Not long ago, C's expert candy makers decided to cook up something special for Mother's Day.
KJRB Spokane. Let's go down to Steve Lander, who's selling hot tubs and doing a darn good job. Hi, Steve.
Hi there. Yeah. Custom Built Athletic is where we're at. We're on East Broadway, just off of Fancher here.
KJRB Spokane. We have to pause every now and again just to let the other radio stations catch up with us. Thank you so much for listening. My name is Charlie Brown. It's good to be back. It really is. It's a lot of fun. You know what we've had in these... Oh, there's a caller on the line here. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine.
Good. What's cooking?
Not much. I was wondering if there's any woodchucks running around the station.
Woodchucks, ma'am?
Yeah.
Woodchucks?
Remember they, you played Hooked on a Feeling?
Oh,
with
yeah.
With woodchucks.
With those woodchucks in the background?
Yes.
Yeah, and we had them powering the transmitter at the time.
Right.
Yeah, I haven't seen any woodchucks around here. No, there hasn't been a darn one lately. That was the ugliest song. We do a bit in Seattle called The Songs You Love to Hate, and that was one of them.
Sounds like it would be.
Isn't it funny what we remember after all these years?
Yes.
Yeah, it's real strange. You know who we've had in the studio for the past half hour, and we haven't even mentioned it on the air?
No.
Susan Howard from Creme Television.
Oh, boy.
And her cameraman, whose name I forget, and I'm awful sorry, but they've been filming. What, is this going to be on the air later today, this afternoon? What time? 5:30? Oh, golly, I'm going to be on television. Wow, it's fun coming back to Spokane. I'm sorry, ma'am. Woodchucks are long gone.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Thanks anyway.
You're most welcome.
Bye.
It's 18 in front of 1 o'clock. Good morning, afternoon, whatever. You know, it's funny, I still can't get it right, and I've been doing mornings for years now. Do you believe in magic? You remember this one, it's a spoonful. In a young girl's heart. It's Stevie Wonder on KJRB, and it's Charlie Brown on KJRB as well. Back for a four-hour shift here, the by-now-famous 10 to tour is what we used to call this when weekends were one of the things that you had to pull in radio. You know, it's funny. Susan Howard from Channel 2 was here. Creme Television was here just a moment ago, and they were filming the old guy on the radio. She asked me during an interview while we were off the air, she said, what was one of the most memorable moments? And you know how you think after you say something and everybody's gone, you think, oh, no, I wish I would have said this one instead of that one. One of my most memorable moments about being on the air at KJRB was years and years ago in another control room far, far away. But it was a stormy morning, and I was doing the morning show, and it was cold, and it was snowy, and it was like, you know, 15 degrees outside, and it was terrible. And here's this little puppy at the door. Now, I could see this puppy out the window from the control room door, and he was shaking and he was freezing. I was really feeling sorry for him. I am not really a dog person, but I was feeling sorry for this dog. I went out, and I got the little puppy, and I brought him into the control room, and I put him over in the corner, you know, a little safe, and he didn't stay over the corner. He wanted to get down by my feet to stay warm, and I thought that was kind of cute. And this went on. It was really cute, and I was thinking, God, what a nice guy I am. You know, gee, I wish somebody could see how nice I'm being to this poor dog, but nobody was around, and I didn't say anything on the air. And the next thing you know, after about 20 minutes, the air kind of sounded like this. It went, and we were off the air. I mean, I didn't know what was going on. You know, I looked at all the knobs and buttons and all the stuff you're supposed to look at, and there, everything looked normal. The little puppy's down there going, you know, and I go, oh, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay. Called up the chief engineer. He came up in about 20 minutes, looked around. What had happened was the little dog that was at my feet, the guy that was cold and begging to come inside, he had bitten through one of the audio cables in the control room. He was down there chewing on the darn thing and kicked us off the air. I was forced to put the poor pooch back out into the cold.
Your professional travel agent,
I felt bad about
Esmeralda
it,
Travel, asks, are you ready for the fun and excitement of Reno? Esmeralda Travel.
Good afternoon. This is Steve Lander. Hi, Steve.
Hi there.
Where are you now?
I'm at Custom Built Athletic Equipment at E6000 Broadway, just a smidgen past the off-Broadway restaurant. Is Mother of Pearl on her way down here, Charlie?
I hope not. Because for your sake.
The guys Heard you mention her, and they laid out a special hot tub for her. It's over in the corner. It's,
oh, no.
They put load levelers and shock absorbers on this.
All right.
And
did they fill it with booze? She's very much into that stuff.
Thunderbird, I think is what they said it was. Custom-built athletic equipment, E6000 Broadway. We're just by the Off-Broadway restaurant, and you guessed her. It is Steve for KJRB.
Call for you on line four.
Line four. Hello. Is this line four? Good morning. Are we on the air? Hello. Hello. Testing. 1, 2.
6.
Hello.
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 Hello. Testing.
Hello.
Hello. Testing.
Yeah.
Not me.
Hello.
Hello. Testing.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling.
You.
Okay. Charlie, KJRB, Spokane. It's 7 before 1 o'clock. Good afternoon to you. Kind of a crazy afternoon weather-wise, isn't it? Good afternoon. It is 3 minutes before 1 o'clock. I'm Charlie Brown. This is KJRB. Sure is fun to be back talking to people on the phone and people saying, golly, I remember this and I remember. It's amazing what people remember. It really is. Some of the things that they say that I did on the air, I don't have the faintest memory of. But people do that to me in Seattle, too. Remember yesterday, Chuck? And I'll go, no, I don't. It's kind of like trying to remember what you had for dinner last night. You have to stop and think about it, you know?
It went away. You had to try others.
He's back. Let's check with Dave Pierce, see how the Mariners are doing. Are they still losing, pal? They must be. Oh, I'm sorry. You're
hello?
On.
Oh, there we go.
That switch. There are so many switches
it's
around.
It's okay, yes.
All this
and
dangerous.
And all these new knobs. And
electronic equipment. I don't know. I always freak out at this stuff. How are the M's doing?
They're still losing. 2-0.
Well, they're consistent anyway, yeah.
Yeah. By the way, the NBA playoffs are underway, and in the first game of the series between Denver and the Los Angeles Lakers... Rick Hansen. You remember Rick Hansen?
Sure. He's in Tacoma now, programming a radio station.
He never said Los Angeles on the air. He always said Los Angeles.
Los Angeles.
Yeah. Anyway, the Lakers just barely out on top of Denver with 3 minutes gone in the first quarter, 15-2. So Denver's called a timeout to practice or something.
All right.
Right now, 1 o'clock in Coeur d'Alene, it's 42, and here in Spokane, 45.
Ooh, I remember that one. And I bet you remember this one. Proud Mary. We be proud, Mary. KJRB, Spokane, Charlie Brown, here for the next 55 minutes or so. Glad you are listening this morning. I'm having fun. I hope you are, too. Did I say this morning? Charlie Brown, KJRB, Spokane. Hello, Steven. I'm sorry, but...
Charlie Warley!
Yes, it's me and it's you.
That's right, it's me, Mother of Pearl. Steve Lander.
Look out.
I can't make it down to that hot tub place. I got problems with the camper.
Problems with the camper.
Yeah, I'd really like to hang out in one with you.
Uh-huh.
Maybe tonight. It's Saturday night, you know. Are you married? Or... Good. I like messing around on the side. It makes it so much more challenging, you know?
Yeah.
You don't want to get caught, and you know how it is.
All right. Okay, Mother Pearl. We're at custom-built athletic equipment down here.
Shut up.
At East 6000 Broadway, and we're still looking for another bikinied girl. We had one girl came down. She was wearing a snowmobile uniform.
All right.
Wasn't exactly what we had in mind.
But, we're talking cute here.
Yeah, you get a free 20-minute tan in the new Solar Pacific 24-bulb UVA tanning bed.